the situation here is not good, actually. We arrived last week on Monday, but we have not received carpet, no water, no food. We are staying under a tree. Like yesterday, even there was heavy rain. People were outside. Children were directing. No medicine. The situation is really not good.
Yes, and how are you managing with the children now? What are you doing in order to help the children especially?
Nothing, actually, nothing, completely. And the rate of death is even too much. Children were just directing. No water. Like you said, almost 1 week without even bathing. There's no water completely.
Tell us about when you started your journey and why you decided to go there to the refugee camp.
Actually, we are from Kajikeji side because the situation there is not good. People are fasting, shooting, looting, even raping women. Now we decided to travel from Kajikeji up to Akoji side, the border of Uganda and the border of Kajikeji and Moyo. So they are registered and we are brought.
Yes, and what are they telling you? Why haven't they given you anything yet all this time as refugees there?
They call us to keep on waiting, but we don't know when those things are coming.
How are you feeling, you know, staying out there like that and looking at your children? As you said, you have nothing to help them. How does that make you feel?
We are stressed, actually, because when those things are not there, normally you not feel good. Actually, we hope they should give education to the children because now children are even redundant, staying at home. No health centers, no water. But actually, we are requesting if they could really carry the situation.
What will be your final message? What message could you like to send to the people who will be listening to this program?
We need peace in our country so that we are taken back. Because life here is not good. My name is called Mary. Actually, our situation is not good. We are under trees. Even the sun is here. We don't have blankets. We don't have enough water. Even people, they are suffering because of water. Since morning, if you go to fetch water, since morning up to, if you come at night, sometimes at around 7. So even no enough food for us. And we don't have even carpet. Yesterday, the rain comes, we need even to bring a lot of water. We are here. The situation is, is not good. Because even children, our children is now, they have died here in our areas more than even 20. The young children, diarrhea, vomiting, and so many, because they have gathered us in one place. See? If they go to another tree, they just go out and they gather us. And so they are now suffering here. And there is no toilet and no schools. All our children are here.
How long have you been there already in the refugee camp?
We are right here on Sunday. We have taken here almost 1 week and a half. We have taken now almost 2 weeks and we didn't get even a place, clothes.
But have you been registered to be deployed to a refugee camp?
We have been registered, but they didn't give us the clothes because the people were many, so many people. And those people, they are still giving the places for the people, but the places are not enough. And the situation even is not good. Carrying water and the situation of the hospital is far from us. And no toilets, no work, everything. Now these are the things to bring cholera for the people.
Yes.
And the children are here. They don't have blankets. They are crying almost because of the coldness at the evening, at night, during the nighty hours. And they were, at this time, they are now, the sun is too much always.
Yes. Can you explain to us as to why you have decided to leave home and just go there to the refugee camp in northern Uganda? Just tell us what triggered that decision for you to leave.
We leave because our situation there is not good. People were killing us, they are beating us, they are shooting people. If they come at home, they steal, they go to you, just they say that you bring money. No money, they just rape you, they just raping people. And they're just killing anyhow. When they are fighting, we are like the refugees. We are innocent, but they just leave their people. They come to us. Those people who are innocent, the farmers who are just digging, they don't know normally anything. So they come and they're facing us. So you know when the war is there, the gun is not selecting. It is just taking the people anyhow.
So what message could you So what message could you like to send out there now?
We come here because of the trouble. So what we need is peace, and we want to return back because the situation normally is not good. So that is, we want you just to, we need peace from you, as like the people who have brought us here. So that is the, what we want from you, because here normally the things are not good.